Time to talk about the biggest things happening in the world of tech. And my guest is the Australian's technology reporter, David Swan. Hello.
Hi, PK.
Now, David, I've got to say, I've missed the satisfaction that comes with slamming shut a flip phone. That's passionate stuff. You have a heated conversation with a politician and then you'd slam it down, but not anymore. Have you got good news for me?
I do. And I share that same feeling. Many an ex-girlfriend of mine, not many, a couple.
I love that. How many do you have exactly?
Thousands. Few, but they would be on the receiving end of a good slap of the clamshell phone. And they're coming back. Samsung has all but confirmed in November it's going to bring out a foldable phone that will click down just like the old ones used to do.
How will that even work?
It's a good question. They'll have a screen on each side. So you'll open it and there'll be two screens, making it incredibly expensive. They're expected to be, you know, between $1,500 and $2,000 because they're two high-definition displays. But yeah, it's like an iPhone or like a current Samsung device, but twice as good.
Look, the question on everyone's lips is the one I now will voice on behalf of Australians across the nation. The screen repair business is booming, I know, because I've contributed to this business. Since the advent of smartphones, I mean, we know this is a big thing, right? How will they mitigate the risks of people shutting them too hard? Do you hear the slap? That's me shutting it. Like they're, you know, like their favourite gangsters and bad guys on TV. And then it breaking. And then is this industry going to boom more?
I think so. Oh. I would invest in those companies or become one of those repair people if it's available to you. That's going to be one of the big downsides of these phones is that they likely will be more fragile than the current devices. The device manufacturers have got better at making the screens hardier with each iteration, but I do expect these devices to be a little bit more fragile than the average phone.
I have more questions on this phone. Okay, there's more. Surely a foldable phone is likely to overheat?
Yes. The second potential problem is obviously you've got a lot more going on, a lot more internals, and your phone will probably get a bit hotter, which is good on cool days, but also, you know, phones do often shut themselves off when they get too hot. So another potential issue here, I would say as well, I think Samsung would have thought of these things, given they are common concerns. So
Does anyone want this product?
I do. Slamming down a politician or a partner.
And I'll just press end and go.
I mean, the other thing here is they could potentially replace tablets. So once you unfold the phone, it becomes more of a tablet-sized device and good for watching movies and entertainment. So, you know, there's potential appeal here.
So you want one?
Yes.
You always want the newest, latest.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right, David, you've been poring over the live stream of Web Summit 2018 happening right now in Portugal, in Lisbon. Before we get into a particular presentation that moved you, what is Web Summit all about?
It is one of the world's biggest tech conferences, and it's going on right now in Portugal, in Lisbon. I do get across to a bunch of tech conferences each year, but wasn't able to go to this one.
Okay. So this is the presentation that caught your attention. Let's take a listen.
Oh, this one is personal. Health, not hustle. I don't know how much of a problem y'all have with hustle porn here in Europe. Is that a thing in the European startup community? Hustle porn. It is this idea that unless you are suffering, unless you are grinding, unless you are working every hour of every day and posting about it on Instagram, you're not working hard enough. It is such bullshit.
Oh, we played a rude word. You must really like this. So who does that voice belong to and what's it going on about?
So that's Alexis. Don't know how to pronounce his last name, but it's Alexis.
Alexis Ohanian.
Ohanian.
Yeah.
He's the partner of Serena Williams, but he's also the CEO of a company called Reddit, big social media company. And what he's been saying is been a big bugbear of mine for years now, and it's related to overwork. And I think we tend to fetishize this idea that I'm going to work for as many waking hours as possible, and that's inherently good at the expense of mental health and relationships, etc.
Do we?
I think it's a particular problem that plagues the media industry, and I would maybe put yourself in.
Oh, don't do
you're
that.
You're a very hard worker.
Look in the mirror.
Tech as well, and if you're in a startup, if you're in a high valuation tech company, you're only really valued there if you're seen being, you know, the first one there and the last to leave as
time
well.
Time serving.
Exactly. And that's got worse as time's gone on, especially with social media and Instagram and posting to Instagram how much you're working. It is a problem.
Constantly connected, right?
Exactly. Weekends, when you get home, all the time.
You're so Gen Y. You're like, we need to be working less.
A little bit, yeah. A little bit less would be great.
I do like your generation. You're changing the game, aren't you?
We're fighting for the important things.
You are. You're fighting for our right to party.
Exactly.
David, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, PK.